Pastor Pearson, Reel 2.
Which the fellow who had a paint tool,
yeah,
to find out who was the top level one sewer. And it was done by company.
The Dick Coxon.
Dick Coxon, yeah. And I was with them. With my IO. Basically, I wanted to see the start line. And the other thing, the Germans, is very good at fixed lights. You know. But if you study these fixed lights, you've got the opportunity of studying them, and you sometimes can see a way through them.
Yeah.
I knew quite well as soon as the cops started to climb this whole thing. The fixed lights would start. Give me an idea.
Both features.
No, we sent the patrol. I One was the town of the guards. We couldn't come to capture illegal. Actually, we happened to set a company.
Yeah.
And we drew some beautiful afternoon. We saw them make their way up to the scrub. And that the moment got in, I heard somebody shout, "Up, guns, and that." And five officers were missing off in many seconds. And actually got to the top. And with a couple of our major, got to the top, but they were bounced off just as quick.
It should have been a whole battalion.
It's
the Grenadiers, wasn't it?
Yes.
So the Grenadiers.
Yeah.
And they only sent a company.
Only a company. And we held it for another night, and it was obviously.
So you sent a patrol back up on them to Allegheny.
Which is back, didn't get up.
Never got up, right.
That was a double one, and they was slight overlooked, sort of slightly. And we were a bit more to the headway. And it was obviously that it would be untenable. I mean, it was a really hard attack, and we had it. And I got permission to withdraw.
Yeah.
I don't know to this day why we went up in the first place.
Do you know what the object of the operation was?
No. Well, from there, we came back. The guard gave the command by Algiba Percy. It was a division of the whole thing. Then we moved. We're now in the Pentagon March. The weather was very bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Very cold and very wet. Then we moved very suddenly, right up to the door, to General Avery, and forward to a place called Tavara.
Yeah.
But we took over from there. It was a guard battalion. Now they were a full strength battalion, but it had very few casualties. Our strength then was down to just over 300. We were the next morning, and we held Tavara Station, and the court for us above it. Now, in that area, there was no way that you could really have a defensive position that would work, because the front was extremely broad. It was an old car. Quite easy, if you sat still, you could be bypassed. So we had a very flexible mobile defense. By day, now, one of the lessons I learned very early on, the Germans are not like fighter. They'll patrol by night, but not very well. But I've never been attacked by its strength by the Germans at night. Last light, yes. And just after first light, yes. But never in the middle of the night, in the darkness.
Yeah.
So, at night, we legs nearly ever taken.
Yeah.
He was back to going all right. Mm. During the day, we had a series of standing patrols. Quite well out. Where we could watch for any movement.
Yeah.
And we were attacked secondly over there. Half of it. But it was a fuss of a tire of a moment on the fence that worked. The next day, funny enough, Eric Dunn came up.
Mm-hmm.
He went, I don't know what you're doing there. He's a bit big brigade commander, he's up to see us. And he was very disappointed there was no battle.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I said, well, I said, are you going to battle tomorrow? I said, that would be it. He said, are you sure? I said, yes. He said, well, I'll stay another day. What did I know? He said, the following day we did be attacked in tremendous strength.
Yeah.
Eric Downs, he was town headquarters, probably somewhere else. I wouldn't pay much attention. Except I didn't know I was a year, but no. Somebody's going to have my head. I turned round for a message. You know, the town headquarters DC was only myself, a signaller, and two of the runners. And I turned round for a message for Mick Coxon, and I wrote it, and I just did that. He said, I wonder who would take it. I said, that's the C company. The next thing I saw, it was picked up by Eric Downs, who must be standing behind me. Next thing I saw him swing across the country with a message in his hand. We had it that day. And we were saved by, and it's very small BSL. In these days, our BS was a couple of 300 yards behind us.
Yeah.
I could see the German going through the wood, down headquarters, and all of a sudden, pressed past me, the sun quivers. Who was in charge of being Eshel. Before the Japs we could, there was a war cry, you should shout Mahoma Muhammad.
Yeah.
You know, shouting Mahoma Muhammad. And he picked up his shirts, he'd see what happened, and he was a very average sergeant. That's why he was not to be Eshel. We thought he was a very average sergeant then, right? You see what happened, he picked him up and he seized his own counterattack. Now, it was purely his initiative. I was the victim of that. He saved the day, because they turned and they... As soon as they turned, that was the great thing, the first battalion, they was after him.
Yeah.
And we in the end, that was that day. We tried it again 3 days later. Right up the main road.
With the Germans tried it. Yes.
We got from Cone where we captured a few of the prisoners. We on this mobile defence, we managed to get behind them.
Took 300 prisoners?
200.
How did you work as a mobile defence today? Did the companies were held back, were they?
Yes, we were in company areas.
Right.
But each company commander had to recce routes to every other company.
Right.
Now this was the case. Obviously, we had this road running through us.
Right.
And it was the road he wanted. on the tacky up the road were quite high.
Yeah.
And twice he did it. The first time, the second time he tried it. The second time he was 1-2. And we watched him pull him up, and he started the boy down the other side of his boat. The axis was the road.
Yeah.
We had time then to shift one company right out onto the flank.
Yeah.
And it's the machine gun.
Yeah.
And the Welsh company commander, and he very carefully held the fire of everything until we were past him. The majority of the first two companies were past him.
Yeah.
Then he went and had it, because that put them all down to ground. And he then moved.
Yeah.
He shot me down.
Yeah.
And it was a very successful operation. But you were lucky in this, you could do that when you had a comparatively small number of men who were directly under one person's command.
Yeah.
And you could communicate with them by shouting. Virtually.
Yeah.
You had no complicated communication with them. And then you know, I was set for them. It is in the Cork Forest up there. And, you know, very heavy scrub.
Yeah.
The wireless I had that time just didn't work.
Didn't work at all. No. So, they attacked basically three times.
Exactly.
Beat north.
Yeah.
There's a story that Eric Don actually took part in one of the counterattacks. Is that true?
No, that was his area. Well, he didn't depart the counterattack. It was too busy for me.
Too busy for you, right.
I looked up and saw one of you, very bald head. But he said, he went popular soldiers, Charlie Orange is all we used to call him.
He was called what?
Charlie Orange.
Did he?
Yeah.
And was it here that I've been to see Dick Cox? He told me that there was an operation to take a place called the Sugarloaf feature. Was it here or was this later on?
Bowler Hat was his name.
Bowler Hat?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, what happened then? We were a great first was due again.
Right. Went back again from.
And I covered the blow.
Yeah.
I covered the blow, second battalion. Front battalion I told them all the war, I was the last troops out.
Yeah.
Because we were fired upon the mountains, or Leicester, I'm not sure.
Leicester's a big, big coast.
Aye. Went down, wasn't there much at all, actually, at that time, but I get the benefit of it. As we were drawing, and we had a chap called Corporal Hewitt, and he was helping back a company sergeant major. Who was hurt down a little bit. He was walking. And this came down when we were crossing a set of clearing. We were around. When it was down, I mean, one tower just to go.
Yeah.
It was over. It's a couple. It was an old scattered.
Right.
And I stopped running. And I was going, and now I saw Mitchell's being dragged into a hole in the ground by the middle gold loser. He was laying down the top one. few was killed, but some survived. And we tried, right, to get fewer to be seen. Men we found in Europe in the conscience of death. Well, as such, it allows a question for me, but as a conscientious objector, you cannot be a, to my state, you cannot be awarded or awarded the medal, which is very unfair. 50% of our field ambulance is dealing with conscientious objector.
That's right.
We came back there. Now I'm using it. The two battalion, one was commanded by John McKellar. Now I was commanded by Captain Phyllis Beans. Something Brigadier now. In a minute. In the old days, it was TA. We used to go to night school. Two nights a week.
Yeah,
I thought they were after war. A year before, the two people that taught me were out was the ball. They taught me all about the ball. The two chaps I counted to the ball for the captain. We get back there.
Yeah.
The line of us was behind us. Under this, it was an enormous two-level feature
right like
that.
Yeah.
It was like a ball hat.
Huh? Yeah.
The first battalion, a different battalion tried to get it in the western. They failed. The first battalion failed. And I was sitting up in the stall behind him, and General Charles Orphrey came up. I don't know if he made General Saint Man, and he came up to me, and he said, you're filled to get more hat. I said, yes, sir. And he said, you better go at it. I said, no, sir. Are you a captain who talked to him? I said, I'm very tired. I said, my soldiers are very tired. And I said, I will be done. There's two battalions that go at it, and they're not stronger than I am. I said, I failed. And then persuaded me. He's a captain, you say, I heard his BGS was a fit.
Julia given to have a fit.
Yeah, if you listen to this conversation, you probably ever know what it seems to be. I said, I'll make a bargain with you, sir. A child won't be the first you can see to that. But
yeah.
Well, he said, what's that? I said, I will take it. I said, I don't want to hold it.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to stand to take it. I think I don't want to hold it.
Yeah.
And he agreed. Oh, exactly. He said, that's fair enough. He said, the pumper tower was sitting below at the side. He said, well, the new government success circle, he said, they didn't climb up. Now, I thought I was going to get. He said, what will you do it? I'll do it tonight. And it was after midnight. And I thought I would.
Did you have to cross a river to get there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. which had arranged that the engineer would the bridge was destroyed.
Right.
Half destroyed, something like that. But they were good at that. A beaver course, a temporary bridge course, to get the German, which was one of these stinking, slow moving, sluggish North African rivers. Smelt like a sewer.
Yeah.
I think we were pretty good at it. We get married. They want to put this side, the bridge across, by 12 o'clock. And I was sitting in my SUP at half past 11.
Yeah.
And they dropped a beam on the bloody bridge. And was the silence of an African night. You know, I didn't like that. I don't know what I'm talking about. I mean, that doesn't mean not to wait on the top of that rocky wall. But it didn't.
Was it a K-pop bridge?
No, it was a big steel beam they brought.
Was it?
And the, which was over there picked up. It was probably going to be big. The gap wasn't very big.
No.
It was a process, so you just, of course, dropped it. And the prime, you know, the still happened to bite. We had miles away.
Yeah. Was Vic Coxon the first company up there?
Vic Coxon was my one. He was my one of the companies. Vic Coxon. Vic Coxon. Jack Moore.
And you didn't have to hold it?
No. I was down the hill as soon as I saw them from the tower beyond going up, we were down the hill.
Yeah.
I knew what happened too. The Germans sat the water very heavily too, the accuracy.
The three para took over from you.
And they held it after that. We didn't boost again. And we were back after. Yes, we were back there. So all this. We were also in the back. And we were brought out again to go to the big reality boat food. And
North Africa, was
no.
No, right.
No, it was the final attack.